Hey guys, Will Durst here to explain that if you were in a bad mood back in 2012, chances are you were either a member of the Romney family or being manipulated by Facebook, or both. Turns out the social media giant filtered the messages of 700,000 users by flooding them with uplifting and or depressing posts, then monitoring who got happy and who got sad. Bobby's grandma died, aww. But hey, watch what happens when this pit bull chews on a kiddie pool. They say we agreed to this kind of tomfoolery when we signed on, but it's doubtful even the people who write them actually read those user agreements. They're longer than the migratory path of the monarch butterfly and displayed in flea font. Wouldn't be surprised to discover the fine print has a clause that in time of war they own one of my kidneys. Google also admits running 20,000 experiments on its search results every year, and some folks are outraged by these revelations, but really, anybody expecting online privacy is probably a big fan of the Tooth Fairy and still drinking juice out of a sippy cup wearing footy pajamas. This is the price we pay for having the world at our fingertips. The other side of the coin is we are at everyone else's fingertips, and some are clammy and cold. You notice no one is making noises about going back to MySpace. Facebook claims they're just trying to create the best petri dish of social contact possible. And we microbes should expect research to continue. The best we can hope for is to nudge them into a more popular direction. Like, don't they want to know how many people delete their accounts after all cute cat videos are outlawed? The thing is, if Mark Zuckerberg is going to use us as lab rats, the least he could do is throw us some cheese. Hey, Zuck, how about some digital cheese? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.